sonst versucht zu bauen, von den Büchern Trost zu besorgen.
Sound. Happy birthday, Xavier. Thank you for free sound. Happy birthday, Xavier. Thank you for free sound.
Beste Übersetzung, ich je gehört habe.
Thank you. La main morte. The dead hand. En ce temps-là, in that time, in the 77th year of this reign, while the rest of the world was shared between pleasure, starvation, and war, a very small kingdom, circled by seas, seemed to wrap itself, treading the heavy necklace of days. Everyone was adorning oneself, when, from this very small kingdom, a voice came up like a cry over the graves. The voice of a princess and her cavalier. She was so beautiful that when she appeared, no one would dare ask him where she was from. Princess in exile, black hair up, bloodless, her black eyebrows scratching with two accents the white skin of her face. Haughty and unpenetrable, she would wear boots, playing with her legs to jump like a crazy dog, dancing her revenge over the poison-hardened childhood, while the rest of the world was only desolated walls, violence, and pain. But far from there, by the River Thames, in their garden of fantasy and curiosity, two princes who, as any prince, only loved in everything beauty and courage, spent most of their time drawing, painting, writing in notebooks, or playing instruments. Being friends, they would hardly speak as they both preferred pure sound to any talk. But the princess, having heard about them, as they had heard about her, wanted to meet them, and as soon as she did, proposed them this pact. My voice is equal to your instrument. I can play with its chords as you do, and words coming out of my nose, follow me, will be four of us all equal. The voice, the beat, the bass, and the chords. And we will say with it the song of the soul of earth, having nothing between us but one low emotion. Astonished, seduced by the passion of the princess, whose eyes were sending lightning, they both accepted. The music which aroused them from her energy and their delicateness exploded like a diamond. As they traveled a lot, playing from one end of the kingdom to the other, the news spread quickly. In each town, one ran to see them. The following happened to be beautiful and difficult. The voice of the princess and her look were getting more pure every day. Her force was growing. The words seemed to place themselves in the sound that we discovered. Soon, their success was so big.
picnic near the lakeside in Chicago was the start of a lazy afternoon, early one October. We begin with a scene 1 meter wide, which we view from just 1 meter away. Now every 10 seconds we will look from 10 times farther away, and our field of view will be 10 times wider. This square is 10 meters wide, and in 10 seconds the next square will be 10 times as wide. Our picture will center on the picnickers, even after they've been lost to sight. 100 meters wide, the distance a man can run in 10 seconds. Cars crowd the highway, powerboats lie at their docks. The colorful bleachers are Soldier's Field. This square is a kilometer wide, 1,000 meters. The distance a racing car can travel in 10 seconds. We see the great city on the lake shore. 10 to the fourth meters, 10 kilometers. The distance a supersonic airplane can travel in 10 seconds. We see first the rounded end of Lake Michigan, then the whole Great Lake. 10 to the fifth meters, the distance an orbiting satellite covers in 10 seconds. Long parades of clouds, the day's weather in the Middle West. 10 to the sixth, a one with six zeros, a million meters. Soon the Earth will show as a solid sphere. We are able to see the whole Earth now, just over a minute along the journey. The Earth diminishes into the distance, but those backlinks are so much farther away. They do not yet appear to move. A line extends at the true speed of light. In 1 second, it half crosses the tilt of the moon. Now we mark a small part of the path in which the Earth moves about the sun. Now the orbital paths of the neighbor planets. Venus and Mars, then Mercury. Entering our field of view is the glowing center of our solar system, the Sun, followed by the massive outer planets, swinging wide in big orbits. That outer orbit belongs to Pluto. A fringe of a myriad comets too faint to see completes the solar system. End of the 14th. As the solar system shrinks to one bright point in the distance, our sun is plainly now only one among the stars. Looking back from here, we note four southern constellations, still much as they appear from the far side of the Earth. This square is 10 to the 16th meters, one light year, not yet out to the next star. The last 10-second step took us 10 light-years further. The next will be 100. Our perspective changes so much in each step now that even the background stars will appear to converge. At last, we pass the bright star Arcturus, and some stars are the different. Normal but quite unfamiliar stars and clouds of gas surround us as we traverse the Milky Way galaxy. Steps carry us into the outskirts of the galaxy. And as we pull away, we begin to see the great flat spiral facing us. The time and path we chose to leave Chicago has brought us out of the galaxy along a course nearly perpendicular to its disk. The two little satellite galaxies of our own are the Clouds of Magellan. 10 to the 22nd power, a million light years. Groups of galaxies bring a new level of structure to the scene. Glowing points are no longer single stars, but whole galaxies of stars, seen as one. We pass the big Virgo cluster of galaxies among many others, 100 million light years out. As we approach the limit of our vision, we pause to start back home. This lonely scene, galaxies like dust, is what most of space looks like. This emptiness is normal. Thank you.
cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration and in consultation with the Safety Commission of the National Education Association. Produced by Archer Productions, Incorporated. Hey, Bert, come on out and meet all these nice people. Please? All right. I really can't blame you. You see, Bert is a very, very careful fellow. When there's danger, this is the way he keeps from being hurt. Sometimes, it even saves his life. That's why these children are practicing their duck and cover, just as you do in your school. We all know the atomic bomb is very dangerous. It may be used against us. We must get ready for it, just as we are ready for many other dangers that are around us all the time. Fire is a danger. It can burn whole buildings if someone is careless. But we are ready for fire. We have a fine fire department. Put out the fire. And you have fire drills in your school, so you know what to do. Automobiles can be dangerous, too. They sometimes cause bad accidents. But we are ready. We have safety rules that car drivers and people who are walking should obey. Now, we must be ready for a new danger. The atomic bomb. First, you have to know what happens when an atomic bomb explodes. You'll know when it comes. You hope it never comes, but you must get ready. It looks something like this. There is a bright flash, brighter than the sun, brighter than anything you've ever seen.
Behind as we achieve
you are not ready, did not know what to do.
Brain?
It could hurt you in different ways.
If it is, as
it
I suspect,
it could knock you down hard, or throw you against
mind,
a tree or a wall.
It is the key.
It is such a big explosion.
What happens to consciousness?
You can crash into buildings, knock signboards over, break windows
mistaken?
All over town. But if you
or will there be
cover,
a projection?
Like bird, it will be much safer.
I
know
want
how bad
to go.
The atomic bomb flash
will
burn you worse than a terrible sunburn.
Go.
Especially where you're not covered. Now,
does
you
mind
and I don't have shells
leave?
To fall into like Bert the Turtle,
or does
so
consciousness
cover up in our own way?
What
first,
leaves?
You duck, and then
what stays
cover.
Behind as we
very
achieve immortality?
Cover the back of your neck, your
brain.
Face. Duck and cover
if
underneath
it is,
the
as
table
I suspect,
or desk. Or anything else close by.
The mind that
in
is
Betty's
the key.
School, they are talking about the atomic
what
bomb.
What happens
too.
To consciousness?
Betty is asking her teacher, how can we
am
tell when the atomic bomb may explode?
Or will there
the
be a projection?
There are two kinds of attack. With warning,
I
and
want
without
to
any
go.
Warning. We think that most of the time,
I
we warn before the bomb explodes.
Go.
So there will be time for us to get into our home, schools, or some other safe place. Our civil defense workers. Our men in uniform will do everything they can to warn us before enemy planes can bring a bomb near us. You may be in your schoolyard playing when the signal comes. That signal means to stop whatever you are doing and get to the nearest safe place fast. Always remember, the flash of an atomic bomb can come at any time, no matter where you may be. You might be out playing at home when the warning comes.
Talking about
then be sure to get into the house fast, for your parents have fixed a safe place for you to go. If you're not close, when you hear the warning, go to the nearest safe cover. Know where you are going, or ask an older person. You know the places marked with the gun sign? They're safe places to go when you hear the alarm. If there is a warning, you will hear it before the bomb explodes. But sometimes, and this is very, very important, sometimes the bomb might explode without any warning.
It's a motherfucker, don't you know? If they push that button, your ass got to go. It's a motherfucker, don't you know? If they push that button, your ass got to go. They're talking about nuclear war. They're talking about nuclear war. If they push that button, your ass got to go. They're talking about this nuclear war. They're talking about nuclear war. If they push that button, your ass got to go. If they push that button,
if they push that button,
your ass got to go.
Your ass got to go.
Blast you.
Blast you.
So high in the sky.
So high in the sky.
Gonna blast you.
Gonna blast you.
that button.
If they push that button.
Yep, they push that button.
If they push that button.
Don't flash your ass.
Don't flash your ass.
So high in the sky.
So high in the sky.
You can kiss your ass.
You can kiss your ass.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.